Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Even though oil prices have dropped significantly, most companies are still interested in cutting and controlling their energy costs. In case you didn't know, there is a federal program known as E3 that helps small and medium-sized manufacturers become more productive with an emphasis on sustainability, and it is gaining ground in South Carolina. The latest is a project involving Clemson University and Duke Energy known as SCE3. Perry Stevens is Manufacturing Segment Manager with Duke Energy, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Perry, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
Now, tell us about E3, first of all, before we get into the South Carolina version.
Well, E3 is a public-private partnership. It began with work conducted by the U.S. EPA and the Department of Commerce through their manufacturing extension partnerships that are run out of NIST, the National Institute for Standards and Technology. And they developed a program that provided auditing services for manufacturers in hopes of helping them to become more productive, more competitive, and more sustainable. That started as an initiative called the Green Suppliers Network. And then later on, they drew in the Department of Energy and included energy assessments through their industrial assessment centers. That then became the E3, which stands for Energy, Economy, and Environment.
And tell us about SCE3.
Well, SCE3, we had decided that we needed to continue to pursue this channel for offering sustainability services that helps us to provide energy assessments and energy efficiency services to Duke Energy customers. Working with EPA Region 5 folks, we were looking for the right kind of partner, and we really think we found that with Clemson University. They applied for a grant and received a grant through U.S. EPA and the E3 Consortium, which I might add includes three other federal agencies, so it's a very broad-based, federally supported program. They have funds to support staff to help deliver the E3 program in South Carolina.
And now tell us about these assessments. Give us maybe a better idea of the real-world types of things that will be available to these small to medium-sized manufacturers.
Sure. So the assessments involve three primary areas of concern: helping manufacturers with their journey toward lean manufacturing capability and principles. There's a lean manufacturing review. There is a waste minimization review, which would look at various solid and liquid and potentially hazardous waste streams that are problematic for the firms. And then obviously an energy review, an energy assessment that is also provided as a part of the suite of services, all performed within a few days of each other, working with the customer to coordinate that with their staff. We give a comprehensive review. We coordinate the findings and give one consolidated report on opportunities for improvement back to the customer.
And is this a free service?
There are some costs that are associated with the program to customers. It's kind of a sliding scale approach. We generally say that the cost for small to medium-sized businesses will run at about a 50% discount. We have subsidies through the grants and through Duke Energy assessment incentives that we can offer. Those customers would recognize that as a very large discount to what those assessments would cost if you bought them separately in the open market.
Well, Perry, I understand that SCE3 is holding a public event to help companies who may be interested learn more about this?
That's right, Mike. We have an event scheduled for August 28th. It's going to be held at the CU ICAR campus. And we've sent out invitations to our manufacturing customers and other interested parties to attend that, and we're getting a really decent response. We've got a lot of folks interested in understanding the role of sustainability and the competitiveness of their business. The event runs better part of half of a day, and we'll be providing basic information and all the assessment tools that we provide and the financial assistance support, as well as longer-range implementation support for the measures and recommendations that are made through the auditing process.
And we will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Perry, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Perry Stevens is Manufacturing Segment Manager with Duke Energy. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Spartanburg. The project, once again, is known as SCE3, and we will have a link to that posted at our webpage, etvradio.org. Just click on Podcasts, where you will be able to hear this show again and post your comments through our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.